Thanks for giving me the floor. Firstly, we welcome the working characterisation here, which we believe reflects the broad convergence building on how autonomous weapon systems should be understood and the key features of autonomous weapon systems from which concerns arise. As part of this common understanding, we agree with many delegations that lethal is an unnecessary qualifier, and we also agree with including a clarification regarding input after the activation of a weapon system to avoid bad faith understandings. We recognize the text clarifying that systems that are not weapon systems are not autonomous weapon systems for the purpose of our common understanding. Some delegations here have, for instance, given the example of decision support systems as a set of tools that fall outside the boundary of autonomous weapon systems. As many of us noted yesterday, according to reports, the use of these wider military AI systems that do not fall within the scope of autonomous weapon systems are already contributing to serious civilian harm through the erosion of meaningful human decision-making and control in the use of force, and the reduction of people to data points that their use is entailing. I therefore have a question and a challenge to those states who have said that they are looking to develop norms around the responsible use of military AI in other forums. In ongoing and upcoming discussions, including those on the US-led political declaration and the ReAIM conference to be hosted by the Republic of Korea, will states tell us what the criteria are for responsible use, and can they answer in those forums' discussion whether the current direction of practice, which is not limited to one state, is indeed responsible and acceptable? If these forums cannot adequately address these questions, further responses from the international community on these wider tools will clearly be necessary. Thank you, Chair.